Shalom Aleichem, Chevron. Welcome back to our Shir in Sfasemes for the All Parsha app. The Medrash at the beginning of our Parsha, Parsha Shlach, when discussing the Pasuk of Shlach Lecha Anashim, where Hashem commands Moshe Rabbeinu to send Meraglim to spy out the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Medrash seems to go off on a tangent and discuss a halacha, which on the surface has nothing to do with our Parsha. And the Medrash says the following thing, Bamidbar Rabbah Perek Tes Zayin. The Medrash says, Halacha des halacha mahu lifresh, liyam hagadla kaidim l'shabbat shloishes yamim. Is it mutter, is it permitted for a person to travel by boat to the Yam HaGadol, to the Great Sea, within 3 days of Shabbos? Shana Rabbi Seinu answers the Medrash, Ein miflaginan besvina, one cannot travel on a trip, on a boat, b'yam hagadol shloishes yamim kaidlam Shabbos. Within 3 days of Shabbos, it is usher, it's forbidden for one to travel on a boat, assuming that his journey will take him through the day of Shabbos as well. And the Paiskim discuss this halacha and discuss why this halacha is true, what the issue is when a person's getting on a boat. Is it because they're going to eventually need to be Mechal Shabbos? They're not going to have a proper Einik Shabbos. They need to build a raft. There's many, many Pirushim in the Rishonim explaining this halacha. But the Medrash adds another part, which is more Negea, and the part of the Medrash that the Sfas Emes will discuss. The Medrash says, "Bamedvur Mamurim." When is this true that it's forbidden for a person to travel by boat within 3 days of Shabbos? B'shliach Harishos, when one's going to take care of things which are Rishos, it's his own things that he needs to take care of, and not something which is a Dvar Mitzvah. But says the Medrash, "From Hayash Shliach Mitzvah." If he's on his way, if he's on a mission to fulfill a mitzvah, mutter lo lifresh b'chol yom sheyirtze. It's mutter, it's permitted for him to travel on any day he wants. He can get on the boat on Friday afternoon and go on the boat. Why? Because he's going for a dvar mitzvah. Lama, says the Medrash, v'pnei shu shliach mitzvah. And now the Medrash adds, v'shliach mitzvah, doicha es ha-shabbos. One who's on a mission to fulfill a mitzvah is doicha, pushes away the halachas of Shabbos. V'chein at the mitzvah v'sukkah. And the Medrash goes on to say that we find the same, a similar idea by Sukkah, that a Isik b'mitzvah is pater min a mitzvah, a shluchi mitzvah does not need to sit in a Sukkah. And this Medrash is a very fascinating Medrash for two reasons. First of all, although it's talking about a shliach mitzvah, and our parsha is called Shlach, discussing the shluchi mitzvah, the shluchim of Moshe Rabbeinu to go out and spy out Eretz Yisrael. Other than that, it has nothing to do with our parsha. What is the idea of a person traveling on a boat and a shliach mitzvah being doicha Shabbos have anything to do with parsha shlach, the idea of the meraglim going into spy at Eretz Yisrael, coming back with a terrible lashon hara? How is this the entrance? How is this the introduction to our parsha? And what does it have to do with parsha shlach? Second of all, what does the Medrash mean when the Medrash says shliach mitzvah doicha Shabbos? Somebody who's on a mission to fulfill a mitzvah is doicha Shabbos, does not have to keep Shabbos. We all know that halacha is clearly not true. Although we have a halacha of oisik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah, when a person is a shliach mitzvah, there's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person does not have to keep Shabbos. Of course, a person is still obligated to keep Shabbos, and a person will have to keep all the halachas of Shabbos. And all the Medrash means over here, when the Medrash says that shliach mitzvah doichas Shabbos, is that one's allowed to get on a boat, which is not an actual iser, on the days preceding Shabbos, that's what one is allowed to do. But what does the Medrash say when the Medrash says shliach mitzvah doiches haShabbos? Sounding like a person who's a shliach mitzvah, somebody who's on a mission to fulfill a mitzvah, does not need to keep Shabbos. What in the world does the Medrash mean? So the Sfas Emes in Yer Tav Reish Nun Zayin gives us an unbelievable explanation to explain to us what Shabbos is, what the 6 days of the week are, and what our role is in this world. And the Sfas Emes says like this, Haremez, what this Medrash is hinting to us, what this Medrash is teaching us, is ki be'emes Shabbos hu ha-menucha v'achzores ha-nefesh l'shei rashay. Shabbos is the day which the Zohar HaKadosh calls Yayma d'neshmasa. It's the day of our neshama. And it's the day when we feel the tranquility, the peacefulness, the calmness of our neshama going back to its source, going back to where it's supposed to be. Aside from the fact that we're not involved in physical labor, our spiritual neshama is able to feel a certain sense of tranquility on Shabbos, that it feels like it's going back to where it belongs. Zaktis Vasemis, and we ain't Shahisa neshama, Koydim Eshtal Shalas Ba'ilam Azeh. One is able to feel on Shabbos and may ain a taste of that which his neshama felt before it was thrown down into this world. A person is able to feel the tranquility, the peacefulness, the calmness that his neshama felt before it was thrown into this world with the Yetzihara, with things which are trying to pull us away from the Rabbanu Shalom, the simplicity that we had up in Shemayim when we were Tachas Kisi HaKavod. A person is able to get a taste of that every single Shabbos. And one would think That that's the ultimate. The ultimate is to feel that feeling of being back up in Shemayim, back where we once, where we came from, back to the place where we really belong. That's the ultimate. The feeling of Shabbos, of Yom HaNishmasa, the feeling of being close to Hashem, of being Tachas Kisei HaKavod, is the ultimate. But says the Sfasemis that that's clearly not true. Because if that would be true, the Rebbe Hashem would have left us up there, Tachas Kisei HaKavod. The Rebbe Hashem would have left our neshamas up in Shemayim, where we felt this sense of tranquility. Hashem didn't do that. Ha'adam nishtalech ba'olam hazeh. Hashem took every single neshama and threw us down into this world. Why? Lasseis ritzayin habayri yisbarach. In order for us to fulfill that which Hashem wants us to do. The malachim, neshamas before they come into this world, don't have the ability to do the ratzon of Hashem properly. As Moshe Rabbeinu told the malachim who tried to stop him from taking the Torah down to the Oretz, down to the physical world, and the Malachim said, "Tnahaitcha la Shemayim, leave the Torah up here." Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Klum yetzahara yesh beinechem." You don't have a yetzahara. You don't have the ability because you don't struggle to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. You don't have a father and mother that you need to respect. You don't have friends that you need to get along with. You don't have kosher food that you need to eat. You don't live in Olam Hazeh, and therefore you don't have the ability to fulfill the ratzon of Hashem Yisbarach. Hashem wants us to do His ratzon, and therefore Hashem takes every one of our neshamas and threw it down into this world with the challenges, with the body, with the guf, with the yetzahara, with everything that's around us that's trying to pull us away from Hashem, in order that we should do ratzon abayri yisbarach, in order that we should be able to fulfill properly the ratzon of Hashem yisbarach. Like the Medrash tells us, nisava kadosh baruch Hashem had a taiva, Hashem desired liyos lo dir betachtonim, to have a dwelling place down here in this physical world, and it's up to us, every single one of us, to create that dir betachtonim, to create that dwelling space, to make a place where the Rebbe Hashem is able to be, Bovavi Mishkan Evne, to make a space for the Rebbe Hashem Shechina to be able to dwell. So the ultimate is not Shabbos. The ultimate is not when I feel that sense of serenity and I feel like I'm back up in Shemayim Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Humanity was sent into this world. Yidden were sent into this world. Lasseis ritzayin abayri yisbarach. To do the ratzon of Hashem. And it's difficult. And it's not always easy. We would all like to feel. Bikesh Yaakov Leisha B'shalva. To be able to sit in peace and tranquility and harmony. And to be able to sit with our neshama on the day which is called Yom HaNishmas. And everything should go well. To be feeling that feeling of being Tachas Kisei HaKavod. That feeling of Kirvus Elokim L'Itayi. Being 100% close with the Rabban Hashem. That feeling of Einod Mavadai. But our mission in this world is to deal with the challenges of this world, to deal with the Yetzirah, to deal with Olam Hazeh, to deal with Olam Asiyah, and to elevate it all, to create a place, a space which is called Dir B'Tachtonim. Our Ratzin, Hashem's Ratzin for us in this world is to dafka, to live within a body, and nevertheless to be able to elevate the body, to be able to sanctify it, to serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Says the Sfasemes, that's what the Medrash means. The Medrash says that a Shliach Mitzvah, who is a Shliach Mitzvah? Every one of us is a Shliach Mitzvah. We all were sent into this world to fulfill the mitzvah, the tzivay, the command of the Rabban Hashem to do his mitzvahs. Every one of us, as soon as our neshama gets sent into this world, we are a shliach mitzvah. Says the Medrash, shliach mitzvah, doiche es ha-shabbos. A shliach mitzvah, when we are here in this world, and we're dealing with the challenges, we're dealing with the hardships, we're dealing with the yetzahara in this world, and we say, it would be so much greater to feel that feeling of Shabbos. It would be so much greater not to have to work, to feel my neshama constantly, to feel inspired constantly, to feel close to Hashem constantly, says the Medrash, shliach mitzvah doiche es ha-shabbos. Hashem's ratzon for us is that we work. Hashem's ratzon for us is adam la'amal yulad, that we work through the challenges, that despite the challenges and because of the challenges, we're able to rise up to the challenges and overcome them and be able to elevate our body and this physical world to a state which is elevated much higher than it would be had our neshamas just stayed up in Shemayim. And that's what the Medrash means. Shliach mitzvah, referring to every single one of us, doicha es ha-shabbos. Is doicha the idea of Shabbos, the idea of the tranquility which our neshamas had before it came down into this world? Our mission here in this world is doicha Shabbos. It's doicha, pushes away that feeling of tranquility. Because what Hashem wants from us is that we work with it, with the set of circumstances and with the challenges that Hashem gave us and overcome them in order to be able to serve Hashem properly. And that's what the Gemara in Erevin means. When the Gemara has a long discussion, Would it have been better that man not been created, or better that man would have been created? Says the Sfasemis, it doesn't say better or not better. That's not the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says noyach la'adam shalay nivra meishin nivra. The maskana, what the Rabbanim ended up coming out of the Beis Medrash, was that noyach which the simple translation, the way many people mistakenly translate it, is it's better for man not to have been created than to be created. But that's not the way the Svasama says. Svasama says noyach means it's easy. It would have been easier for man not to have been created from being created. It would have been easier. Afal pikin, however, haloya adam ikr chafetze v'shekase tzorech lias lasis v'tzayim bari. Boirev is a doicha called true. It would have been easier if Neshama has just been stuck up, tachas kisya kavod, been in the place where they belong, been connected to the Rabban Hashem in the ultimate way. But that's not what the Rabban Hashem wants from us. It may have been easier, but that's not the real ratzon of Hashem. It may have been noyach loyla adam, shaloy nevra yameh nevra. Would have been easier had we not been created, but Hashem's ratzon for every one of us is that we dafka are created, and we're here in this world within a physical body, and we overcome those challenges and are able to elevate this world to a much higher state. And that's our role in this world. Shlichei mitzvah. Every one of us is a shliach mitzvah, and we are doicha as a Shabbos. We push away that feeling of calmness, that feeling of peacefulness that we have on Shabbos through the challenges that we're faced with. And that's what this Sfas Emes says. This is why this Medrash is the introduction to the Chet of the Meraglim, to the sin that the Meraglim had. What the Meraglim want? Why did the Meraglim come back from Eretz Yisrael with such a negative report? These are the Nesiim, the greatest leaders in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu chose them because he believed in them, and he saw that they were worthy of going out and spying out Eretz Yisrael and coming back with a positive report. Why did they come back with a negative report? Says the Sfas Emes, because they thought that the ultimate is to live in the state of the Midbar. When Klal Yisrael was living in the Midbar, they had man coming down from Shemayim every day. They drank from the Be'er Shel Miriam. They didn't need to get new clothing. They didn't need to go to the bathroom. Everything was taken care of for them. The only thing they needed to do was sit and learn and become close to Hashem. And the Meraglim felt that this is the ultimate. This, we've reached a peak. We've reached a state of Shabbos constantly. We've reached the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. We've reached a state where we're always connected to Hashem and we're living within His shadow constantly. And therefore the Meraglim came back and they saw Eretz Yisrael and they said it's an Eretz Echeles Yoshvel. It's a land which eats up the people inside of it. It's a land which people get so busy working that they forget about the Rabban Hashem. It's a land which is artsius, it's physicality. And therefore, if Klal Yisrael goes into that world of artsius, they're going to forget about the tachlis. They're going to forget about what Shabbos really is. They're going to forget about that feeling of being tachas kisei hakavod, being close to Hashem. And therefore, the Meraglim came back and they said negative reports about Eretz Yisrael because they thought that the ultimate was to live in the state of the Midbar constantly, to live in the state of Shabbos constantly. And the chet of the Meraglim, what the Meraglim didn't understand, is that the ratzon of Hashem is to create a dira b'tachtonim. Dafke in Eretz Yisrael, when we're working and when we're plowing the fields and when we're cutting the fields, when we're dealing with the challenges of raising children in the society that we need to raise them in, and we're dealing with the Yetzirah and Olam Hazeh, we're dealing with all the physicality surrounding us, that's dafka where Hashem wants us to be. Hashem wants us to be able to sanctify His name with the challenges, with all the difficulties that we face. And therefore living in the Midbar may seem like it's the ideal, it may seem like it's the ultimate, but the Rabban Hashem says, no, I want Klal Yisrael to enter into Eretz Yisrael. I want them to enter into a physical world where they need to be involved in Avodah and Parnassah. They need to be involved in doing things which are physical and mundane, but I want them to elevate those mundane activities. Because if I didn't want them to do that, they would have never been sent down into this world. I could have left them up in Shemayim, and they would have lived in that state of Shabbos and that state of the Midbar constantly. But Hashem says, although it's noyach, although it's easier to have not been created, the ultimate is not to take the easy path out. Hashem wants us to work through the difficulties and through the challenges to elevate Olam Hazeh and to make it more connected to Olam Haba. And that's our mission in this world. Every one of us was sent into this world as a shliach mitzvah. And we all face our own challenges. We all face our own difficulties. And when we face them, we say, Rabban Hashem, why are you giving me challenges? Why are you giving me difficulties? Why can't my life be smooth sailing? And the Rabban Hashem says, although it may be easier to have a life which is smooth sailing, although maybe easier not to hit any bumps in the road, the ultimate is to live in this world and to recognize that that's what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to live in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Midbar. He wants us to live in a land in which we're going to be dealt with challenges. And we're going to have the Yetzer Hara fighting against us. We're going to be involved in a lot of physical, mundane activities. But it's dafka over there that Hashem wants us to elevate His name, and He wants us to act as only Klal Yisrael can act, by bringing, creating a dira b'tachtonim, creating a mishkan. Hashem, Hashem should help us that when we face challenges, we should recognize that unlike the Meraglim who thought that the ultimate is to live a life of smooth sailing, we should recognize that the ultimate is to live a life which has challenges. Obviously, we don't want the challenges. Obviously, we don't ask for the challenges, but that's what Hashem wants from us. He wants us to be able to work through the challenges, deal with the challenges, overcome them, overcome the Yetzirah. There's no point in the game if there's no Yetzirah. There's no point in Olam Hazeh if there's no Yetzirah. Hashem could have left us up there. Hashem wants us to face the Yetzirah, the difficult Yetzirah that we face in our Dar and Tafshin Pei Aleph 2021. He wants us to face the Yetzirah and overcome him. And Emirat Hashem, by doing that, create a Dir B'Tachtonim, create a dwelling place for Hashem, Dafka B'Tachtonim, Dafka in this world, in the physical world. And Emirat Hashem, by doing that, Mizaycha, to the Geula Hashlema B'Meherav Yemeinu, we'll be able to be in Eretz Yisrael living the ultimate life we're meant to live. Have a great Shabbos.